Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called, What are the Risks of Using Peptides in Bodybuilding Routines? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Every year, thousands of bodybuilders turn to peptides seeking faster gains, but what they don't know could be destroying their bodies from the inside out. Let's dive into what you need to know about these compounds that are shaking up the bodybuilding world. First up, what exactly are peptides? They're basically chains of amino acids that can influence how your body builds muscle, burns fat, and recovers from workouts. The most common ones you'll hear about are growth hormone secretagogues and growth hormone releasing peptides. They've blown up in popularity because they promise faster gains without some of the obvious side effects of traditional compounds. But here's where things get serious. The health risks of peptide use are no joke. We're talking about potential immune system suppression that can leave you vulnerable to infections. Your organs, especially your liver and kidneys, can take a serious hit from processing these compounds. And don't even get me started on the hormonal chaos. Your body's natural hormone production can get completely thrown out of whack. On the competition side, peptides are a major no-go. Most are banned by every major bodybuilding federation and sports organization. Getting caught means not just disqualification, but potentially being banned for life. The testing protocols are getting more sophisticated every year, and they can detect these compounds months after use. Let's look at some hard data. The 2019 European Bodybuilding Championship study documented 12 cases of severe side effects from peptide use. We're talking about competitors who experienced everything from chronic organ dysfunction to persistent hormonal issues. The medical bills for treatment averaged over $50,000 per person, and some are still dealing with the health consequences today. Here's the bottom line. Before even thinking about peptides, get yourself to a sports medicine physician and get comprehensive blood work done. No trophy or photo shoot is worth destroying your long-term health. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.